Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lens podcast for a brand new week, my friend of Twitter.
Oh,
you know how it starts.
Sorry, mate.
My friend of 20 years that always interrupts me halfway through my intro, Lindsay Price, across the desk from me again.
Hey, it's great to be here.
We got a podcast today, whatever.
We're talking about buttholes.
You've heard it, you've heard it all before. We bought a nudie mag, whatever. It's all good. It's going to be a fun podcast. Stick around.
Snitch and Lens.
Last night, Lens.
Yeah.
I got a Snapchat from you.
Yeah, and I never Snapchat.
You never Snapchat.
I'm just like, I got to start doing this. Everyone's doing it.
So I got excited. I'm like, if there is something going on in Lindsay's life that is that worthy of a Snapchat, because he never Snapchats.
And I never do Facebook or Twitter. I'm just like, nothing's happening around me. What's worth putting on? Like, nothing.
And I'm like, but something there is tonight. And I'm like, man, I'm so excited. What is Lindsay up to? Because I'm just eating food. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing anything particularly interesting. Lens is probably skydiving, maybe swim with sharks. What else could you be doing?
Oh,
could be going to the moon.
Yeah, could be doing amazing.
Could have won $1 million. Could have won the Powerball the other night. Maybe he's just like, it's just a photo of him just lying in money, nude. Mate, I wouldn't mind getting that photo.
Well, I'd love to have
That'd
that photo.
Fine. I'd be like, man, I don't care. Like,
I would never be ashamed of that photo. Ever.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
I wouldn't even Snapchat that.
But no, lo and behold, I open up the Snapchat, and it's only a 3-second Snapchat for some reason.
I don't know how to set the change. I don't know how to change the time.
I barely get to see what it is, but I open it up, and it says something along the lines of bingo time.
No, bingo bitches.
Bingo bitches, and it's a photo of, like, a bingo card.
Yeah.
For bingo.
Yeah.
Now,
and all the numbers scratched out. Because I won.
Oh, you won bingo. See, I didn't even see. I didn't see it for long enough to be able to figure it out. Because I was like, oh, bingo. Oh, it's gone. There, it's gone.
It's gone.
I can't look it back now because that's what Snapchat does.
Okay, fair enough. But last night, I was at a trivia night for a school raising funds.
Right.
Which had, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Some bad things happened to that school.
Speaking of charity.
Yeah.
That's
very. Speaking of charity, I was raising some money. I was like, yeah, let's do this. I got there at 7 o'clock. It was meant to start at 7 o'clock.
Oh, mate. You've never been to a bingo night before, have you?
I've never been to a bingo / trivia night. Where do I begin? I'm going to say trivia nights are out of control.
Out of control.
They are just dragging on.
Where was it? Was it in a school?
Yeah, it was in a school.
Okay.
In the school hall.
I've never been to a trivia night that hasn't been in a pub and everyone's been drunk.
Okay. There was a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
And just community members raising money for the school. There was 500 people in this hall. It was packed. For a trivia night. It was huge.
Okay.
Now, there was meant to be 5 rounds. They had to cut it down to 4. It was meant to end at like 10:30.
That's a long trivia night. Three and a half hours.
Ended up going until 12.
Oh my God.
It was
5 hours.
5 hours of trivia. 4 rounds. 4 rounds. It's not that hard to ask 20 questions. Four times. It was, and the mini games.
So
they're
you were just loving this, clearly.
They're doing, and you know, like down at the old skate hill that we used to have out at Windsor, they're doing the heads and tails kind of stuff with coins, and they ask questions.
Yeah,
they do that. They did different games.
They pulled all the games out of the box.
They pulled like rolling the coin into a cup. And
what the
like,
hell is that? I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a new trivia thing. It's just another way of raising
this
money.
That's terrible.
Good on them. They raised plenty of money. Plenty of money. Good for them. Awesome.
Yeah.
However, I was just like, you know what? I'm ready to go. I was ready to go at 9:30.
No one can handle 5 hours of trivia. The only people that can handle 5 hours of trivia are super old people in retirement homes that literally can't get out of their seats to get away from it.
It's like, I may as well accept the death of trivia.
This is my life now. Yeah. I live a trivia life.
trivia life.
And bingo life. That's what it is.
This isn't me?
Yeah, nobody else has to deal with that.
But have you ever experienced this? Where you've been stuck somewhere for prolonged periods of time where you don't want to be. You go to a party or something and you just didn't want to be there.
But you just...
And then it just drags.
Oh.
And what's the worst? When it's dragging, the thank yous.
No one cares.
No, they were
off the stage.
They were thanking people. I didn't even know these people. I don't care about these people. I'm just here to give you some money so you can do what you need to do.
I think if you've got thank yous that go over 10 people, then you cut the thank yous.
Yeah.
Right? No thank yous. If you say one thank you, you get fined, okay?
Yeah, that,
because once you say
you get
one,
taken away from you.
Yeah, yeah. But once you say one, thank you, you've got to say them all.
Yeah,
because then everyone's gonna feel left out. All right.
I reckon. Like,
no thank yous.
Tops
all right?
Five thank yous.
Or get up there and say thanks to everyone involved.
Bam.
Done.
That's what I did my 21st. I said, meh, meh, meh.
Too many
thanks
people.
For everyone coming. Yep. Rah, rah, rah. You've had influence in my life. Done. Bam,
and a
done.
Special mention to Snitch because he's the best friend ever.
You didn't get a mention.
I did not get a mention. I was gone. I already left. Like, Lindsay's doing a thank you. So let's go, guys.
Let's not cut the cake.
That's true. But, man, I have been in that exact situation.
Oh,
all right?
What was it?
And it's going to involve me doing a little bit of a confession. I don't know if I've brought this up on the show before, but... Back when I was very young, I used to do gymnastics.
Yeah.
Okay. We did it together.
That's right. I did it for like 9 months. Yeah.
But I did it for about 6 years. I did it for a while.
Yeah.
Ended up going to state championships. Was pretty good at it, actually.
Look at you.
So, you know, still got a little bit of the body going.
Some of us did gymnastics. Some of us did taekwondo.
Calm down, grasshopper. Jesus. Linsman, I got stuck at these state championships, right? And I was doing state championships, but it wasn't at a good level. I was at like level 2, okay?
Okay.
And there were people that were like doing level 10 and 11 at this thing. So it was very simple, all right?
Yeah.
Like you get up there and each routine takes like a minute max.
Spin right? on the rings or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, minute max. So the rest of the time you were sitting around for a full day. But the worst thing was this was combined for girls and guys, right?
Yeah.
So there was rhythmic gymnastics as well. And what goes with rhythmic gymnastics? Music.
Oh.
Yeah. And some bloody... genius thought it would be a great idea to have one song for every single routine. So every single person that did it played the same song for like 8 hours.
Can I ask you the song?
No, I didn't even know what the song was.
Was it like Barbie Girl or something?
You know what it was? It was like a honky tonk piano jam. It was the worst song. Like, it was already bad as a song as it was. Like, this is a song that if it came on the radio, you'd be like, what the fuck? And you change channels.
Oh, my God.
We were stuck in this hall, and, like, my parents were literally about to neck themselves. They were about to kill... Only thing distracting me was the fact that I had to do, like, a minute's worth of... kind of routine each, maybe every hour.
And you were stuck at the very end because you're level 2.
Yeah, exactly. I'm level 2 and also my last name's S. So at the end of the end, it was the worst day of my life and I was stuck there for 8 hours. By the end of it, my parents were like running to the car. By the end of it, they were just like, get in the car. We want to get as far away from this place as possible. It would have been brilliant though if they turned on the radio and the same thing. Just driven into a ditch by that point. Lens, man.
Yeah, man.
This is going to make you mad, all right?
Okay.
But put it on the table right now. This is not going to make you happy.
Don't. Okay? I'm in a good mood. Like, why are you going to rage me up?
I don't like to bring negativity to the podcast. It's a positive atmosphere,
it's
right?
meant to be.
But every now and then, we have disagreements. And this is something we completely disagree on.
Okay, what is it?
I've never disagreed with you more on something. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Lindsay. The board game, Ticket to Ride, is one of the worst board games I have ever played.
It's the best board game. So, it's one of the best.
To give people context, Lindsay, for as long as I've known him, has raved about this game called Ticket to Ride. It is a board game, okay? It's going to have a certain level of boredom to it, okay?
No.
That's a given, all right? It was going to have a certain level of boredom. I was expecting that, all right?
It's not a boring game.
Don't expect it to hit the heights of going and watch Pacific Rim, buddy. I mean, it's just a board game.
No,
you're moving plastic pieces around, but could have had a bit of enjoyment out of it, all right?
I'm throwing pens across the room.
I've played Scatterbeast
before.
Because
it's a fun game.
I've played Scrabble before.
It's like Risk,
mate,
but just not as bad and not as long.
Throw me some Cluedo. I'll play it, all right?
No one knows what's going on in Cluedo.
If anybody...
Everyone has to solve puzzles. No one wants to solve puzzles. You build trackers. That's simple.
If anybody tries to make me play Ticket to Ride again, I'm going to top myself,
I've got it on my phone. I love this game. I've beaten it on my phone. I've got all the achievements on my phone. I love Ticket to Ride.
I played it for the first time
I played Ticket to Ride on the computer the other day.
So can you explain in very quick succession, Lindsay, what Ticket to Ride is?
Ticket to Ride, you basically build train tracks between cities. Whoever builds the most tracks wins.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. How can you not enjoy that?
I played it the other night, all right? I got literally 5 minutes into the game, and at that point, in my brain, I realized that I did not care whether I won or lost at this game.
It's because you don't know geography and you can't connect cities. You're building tracks left, right, and center. And you're like,
I was connecting cities.
I'm going to connect Los Angeles to New York because they're on the West Coast.
I was going to do the long track, and then I realized all I'm doing is building plastic trains on a game board.
It's what it symbolizes. It's what it symbolizes. You know, you just don't have wedding rings because they don't symbolize love. Is that what you're saying? It's just a little bit of metal.
Yeah, Lindsay, you know what it is? This is why you love it. It combines your two favorite things, Lindsay. It combines trains.
I love trains.
And strategy.
I love them. Yeah. I love them.
And it combines, this is why I hate it, because it combines my two worst hated things.
Trains.
Strategy and trains.
I love trains and I love strategy. It's so much, I can't swear, but it's so much fun. So much fun. How can you hate the game?
Mate, if you guys are looking for the worst night out in the world, give Lindsay a couple of beers and set him down in front of either Ticket to Ride or a model train set. One or the other, he's going to lose his mind, wet himself, and then beat you at it.
I'm lost in that world.
Lindsman.
Yeah?
I don't like to brag, but
You kind of do sometimes.
I love bragging. I love it. But, Lindsman, I'm a charitable person.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a charitable person. Because you want to know why?
Why?
Every month, $40 out of my bank account, straight into a charity.
Really?
Yeah. Straight into a cancer charity. Yeah?
That's very noble of you.
It's pretty noble of me, I know.
That's really nice.
But I'd like to say that I got swindled into it. Because maybe about 10 years ago now, before these charity people on the street were big, because now you can't walk down a street without getting accosted by like charity people, right?
Heaps of them. Yeah. Cancer Council.
If you're walking through the city or Parramatta or like everywhere.
Every major shopping centre. Rouse Hill, Castle Hill.
Yeah.
Parramatta, like
these are all places in Sydney for our international listeners, by the way. All these places, they have them. I'm sure they've got them in the US as well. Lindsman, this is before they were big, okay? A guy just bundled me up on the street and just laid down the law.
And what did you say?
And I just kids had, are dying. I had to do it.
You have to give $40.
Well, it wasn't kids. It was a cancer charity. It was for cancer.
Okay.
And look, I've got a history of cancer in my family as well. So that kind of hit me at home. And I'm just like, all right, I suppose I've got to give this now.
Yeah.
But now every time, with my money, I like putting as much into my savings as I can.
Yeah.
And leaving just enough to kind of live off in my normal account, right?
That's very smart of you.
And I never take into account the fact that there's always $40 that comes out every month for it. I always forget about it. And it's
you're always $40 less.
Yeah. And then I go to a restaurant with my girlfriend or something and I want to go to pay for dinner. And then suddenly my card's declined because I don't have enough money in there. And I'm like, it's a goddamn charity. The worst thing is, I can't, and it sounds so bad.
It sounds like this charity is the cancer of your life.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
But this is even more terrible, is the fact that I'm like, oh, you know what? I could just cut it down to 20, couldn't I? Cut it down to 20?
What has your $40 done?
Could I just get rid of it altogether? Could I just do that? What if I just said, I'll do a charitable thing every month instead?
Just do that.
Just to make up for it. I could do that, right?
But then what happens when you die of cancer? Because they haven't got enough money for the research.
They haven't.
Well, the joke's on you, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. And I will get my due paid then.
Well, it depends. What do you want?
It's too awkward as well, because the last thing I want to do is call up a charity and say, hey, can you cancel my thing? Can you cancel it? Because I don't want to give money to cancer anymore. Because the thing is, I'm not going to do it, clearly. You know, I am not that guy.
There's guys there sitting at the charity going, no. They never get phone calls. There's a phone with dust on it.
Yeah.
People who want to get rid of it.
People who want to get rid of
and then suddenly, donations. And suddenly it rings like, what's that? Where's that coming from?
Weird, is that like a Nokia 3310 phone thing? Because that's the last time we used it.
They pick it up. Hello.
And I'm just like, hi. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you calling us to cancel your goddamn donation?
I'm staring at a child right now.
And he's got tears in his eyes.
I'm going to put him on the phone.
Yeah. He doesn't even have cancer, but he hates you. Yeah. Hey, Linsman.
Yeah, man.
You remember Wonderland, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the old Wonderland.
Wonderland's a great place.
The Beastie and whatever it was, or...
Yeah, the Beastie, the Bush Beast as
the
well.
The Bush Beast.
There's two roller coasters there. Now, for people, our international listeners, Wonderland was a theme park that was here in Sydney. It existed for a long while, maybe 20 years.
Yeah. 20,
25 years.
Yeah, 25 years, and then shut down about 10 years ago.
Yeah, roughly around 2004. So it's been a decade since it's been closed. But Lindsay and
the legend still goes on.
Spent so much of our childhood there.
Oh.
just what a fantastic place.
It was
just great. Think of like, it's like Disneyland, but for Sydney.
Yeah.
Which means that it's so much worse than Disneyland.
It was terrible. The lines weren't as bad.
No, that's good.
But the lines weren't as bad, but the rides were pretty shit.
Because the rides were bad. The lines weren't as bad because the rides sucked.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's true.
But it's all we had, all right? And then they took it away and we had nothing.
We had a ton of fun, and that is...
I don't even want...
It's not a ton of fun.
We've been over a ton of fun before. Nobody knows what it is. No one cares, okay?
It's on the coast.
Well, speaking of the coast, Lens, get excited, all right?
No.
Because here we go.
What are we doing?
We are getting, and this is not a typo, by the way, we are getting a $500 million theme park on the Central Coast.
What kind of theme park?
Wait for
Six
the name.
Flags,
wait.
Disneyland?
And you can tell.
Universal
this.
Studios?
No, mate. None of those, all right? Huh. And clearly they've put $500 million into this name because here we go.
Okay.
It is going to be Chappie Pie China Time. Here we go. It's time to get on the Chappie Pie China Time Express. Because $500 million is going into the Central Coast.
What?
It is a theme park
that
has all these Chinese experiences. It's a Chinese theme park completely based around China. Okay?
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
These Chinese businessmen have come in here and they've thought,
hey,
Central Coast, prime property for the biggest theme park in Australia.
In Australian history, purely Chinese.
Yeah, purely Chinese though. Hey, you want to run down some of these features?
Give us some of the features, man. And what's it called? Chappie Time Time.
Chappie Pie China Time. It's hard. It's a mouthful. I'll give it that. Just wait until you get to experience these things. Okay. How about this? The Panda Paradise, which creates a harmonious relationship between you and a panda. They're going to have pandas at this.
They're going to have pandas?
Yeah.
Do you get in with pandas?
I like how it says harmonious relationship. Like, I already don't have a harmonious relationship with pandas. Like I hate pandas.
I really
like they've got to talk me into liking pandas. Get out of here, guys.
So feed it some bamboo. There you go. Yeah, lovely relationship.
So far, it's one animal at this park.
Yeah,
right?
One animal. One
What's
panda.
What's that going to cost? Like $1 million?
No, not much. I want to see the
Another
tigers.
$499 million to go, right?
Okay. What else we got?
Happy Chinese characters integrated high-tech multimedia so that visitors can feel wisdom and happiness of the Chinese characters.
Well, that's the last thing. I don't want to be educated with wisdom.
Yeah. Nobody really wants that.
No one wants that.
Look, I'm all about culture, but I don't go to a theme park to get culture. I go to the theme park for thrills.
Yeah, for rides.
Yeah, but that's all right because when it comes to rides, they've got the Spring Festival Square.
It's hip to be square.
Yep. And of course, Chinese traditional music, my favorite music, by the way. I mean, that's not going to beat a Wonderland. That was the theme song to Wonderland.
And they had that on repeat. That 5-second clip, nonstop.
Yeah. I reckon we've narrowed it down to literally no one that knows that song now. Like, we only narrowed it down to people from Sydney with Wonderland, but now we're singing the theme song. No one remembers that.
No one would remember that. You and I, that's it.
What else have we got here? Gourmet food, all right? Sure.
Okay, that sounds all right.
Food's good.
But am I going to pay to get into the theme park buy more food?
Yeah, but you might pay to go in there for Chinese traditional arts and handcrafts.
Oh,
that will dazzle your eyes. Will they dazzle them? Of course they will.
I feel like a Chinese anime just glancing like, oh my goodness.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
You've got no idea what this park's going to bring, okay?
What, is it like finger painting?
Very last one.
Okay.
And you know what the most
You haven't named any ride yet.
There isn't any ride.
What?
Well, technically, this is a ride. It's probably not the one you're going to want to go on, okay?
Okay. The main feature.
It's a giant Chinese chessboard. Booyah! Let's go! Chappie Pie China Time.
Chappie Time.
Road trip to the Central Coast.
Chinese checkers. Are people the pieces?
Who cares?
Nudie magazines are running our business these days, Michael. They're just shutting up shop, running our subscriptions. No longer selling any magazines. It's really a shame.
Honestly, as a young person, I never thought I'd see the day that would happen.
Yeah, either did I.
Because let's be honest, when we were young, like when we were quite young, you know, like when we're just kind of getting into that kind of area, a nudie magazine is just the gold mine.
And you think about it, some guy has just disposed of it in the bush.
You don't even think about that. And like, because we didn't think about that when we were young. No, we weren't like, this is like secondhand, quite literally secondhand porno, okay?
But we just grabbed that and just like held onto it. And like,
you'd hide it anywhere.
You'd just try to think, where is the safest place? Because under your bed was never safe.
No, never.
I don't know where it was.
Never. Where?
It, like, you pulled out like a drawer.
You put it behind the drawer?
Put it behind the drawer. No one looks under there. Until they move the furniture. And then there's a whole stack.
You know what the worst thing is? Our like parents, like our dads, probably did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So when they're just like, I wonder if old Lynn's or, you know, Michael's having a look at some pornos, they know exactly where to look because they're the exact same as us.
Yeah, I know. You just have to think, where would Dad hide this? Yeah.
Where would he
hide? It's like, here we go, behind the old shoes. Done.
And that's an experience that, like, is gone now.
It is.
You don't get to hide it anymore.
Because everyone's on their phones, everyone's on their computers looking it up. And I said, snitch, man.
Unbelievable.
Hang on a sec. That means possibly in 5 years' time there won't be any nudie magazines to buy at our news agency.
That, I mean, the section is getting smaller as it is.
Well, that's why. That's why we went down there today.
We went to the local news agency.
And we said, you know what? I've never bought a nudie magazine.
This was Lindsay's idea, by the way. I'd like to preface it with saying that it was Lindsay's idea.
Yeah, I just didn't want to miss out on the awkward experience of having to do it.
Well, you know what the thing is? I've never had the awkward experience of buying a nudie mag.
Yeah.
Although I have had the awkward experience.
Of being caught with one.
No, I've never been caught with one. I had an even more awkward experience was I was in a news agency, but I was too young to have money. So I was just like, just leafing through the pages of one.
Taking mental photos.
Yeah, yeah. And the news agent guy came over to me and said, get out, because you're looking at some weird fucking porno mag.
How desperate we were. Oh, young males are so desperate for a bit of nudie.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly where it was. It was in Annengrove, because my mum was upstairs getting a haircut. Oh. And he was like, where's your parents? And I'm like, oh, they haven't picked me up yet. He's like, gotta go, bye.
Get the hell out.
And I never stepped foot in there again. I'm still afraid to.
Well, now we have best of 50 plus.
So we went in there and we thought, well, let's, you know, we recorded it, okay?
Yeah.
This is what happened. Play a bit there. So, Lensman, back in the studio now.
Yeah, we're back. And here we have it. Got it right here with us.
In his hot little hands, not even open yet, still sealed.
I love the title, Older is better.
Oh, God.
Now, when I smell
so
it.
So I'm assuming that this is just 50-year-old women or older.
I don't know what's going to happen. I've been on the internet for a long time. I've seen some
like
stuff.
Indiana Jones, when they open up the crypt, it's just like,
our souls,
it's
going to
melt our faces off.
Whoa. Whoa. It's got
smell it. That's so weird.
It's got a strong smell. Whoa, it's covered in something.
What do you mean it's covered in
something? It's got like a kind of a really sticky glossy feel.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, hang on. There's a Oh, my God. The front cover. I don't know if I can describe this. Oh, here we go.
Turn it around.
Hot, wet, filthy sex.
Oh, no.
You don't get that on the internet.
Well, I'm pretty sure you do.
And Snitch, mate, we have 12 horny housewives. Take it all off.
Oh, and they're all over 50.
Oh, and it's not great. It's not great.
Oh, God, it's like stepping back into the 70s.
Snitch, mate, do you want to see, like, it's grandma stuff here.
Oh.
Oh, there is some stuff. I don't know if I can. I'm speechless.
I know that breath. That's the same breath that you take when you're feeling nauseous. Oh, no. I don't want it.
You know what makes this so awkward? Even that I had to purchase it. I had to look someone in the eye and say, I want this. I had to do it with my best friend.
No, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Can't handle that. Now, the next question is, this one on the front? Oh, they've covered up all their nipples on the front.
Yeah, why do they do that?
I just realised that they've covered all their nipples with like
little stars or little glowing.
I thought that I was genuinely looking at a lady that didn't have nipples for a second there. I thought she just had really shiny titties with no nipples.
It's like, what happened to her? Read her story, Snitch. Can you read a story? Read it, this listener's a story.
You know what the worst thing is?
What?
You know at least half of these women are mothers now, right?
Oh,
and if they're 50 plus, they've got kids that are like, they're probably 20 years old. That's something you don't ever want to be thinking about when you're looking at a nudie mag. Ugh. Lindsay's leafing through this way easier than I can.
Okay. Tess grew up in the Midwest of the nightclub disco dancing culture.
So this is from London, by the way.
Yeah, that's how she managed to stay physically fit as she's gotten older.
Tess told me. She goes to nightclubs.
Dancing is still my favorite thing to do. I can go to a club by myself, slide up to the bar, and start getting my drink with a few wine coolers. Then I'll get
wine coolers. Wine coolers? Clearly she's 50 if she's still talking about wine coolers.
Then I'll get warmed up on the floor and come back and suck down a few kamikazes. Soon enough, I'm willing to shake my fine ass on the dance floor with a stud on each arm.
Oh,
I don't know about that, Tess.
What are the studs that are going and picking up Tess, all right? Come on, Tess, you get to 50. It's time to pack up shop.
Oh, I didn't want to look at that one.
No, let's leave it closed. Now, the question is, Lindsman.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with it now? We have this incriminating evidence. Like, if we throw it in a bin in here, someone's going to be like, what's that in the bin?
What the fuck is that?
What has been going on in this studio?
No, you know what?
What?
We have to do the right thing. There are young males out there deprived of nudies. We have to find
a young... We're going to inadvertently give an old fetish to some young kid. And he's never going to be able to look at his mum the same way again.
Listen, kid. We know you're, deprived of the nudies.
Yeah. Here, have a 50-year-old magazine.
We're going to mess up your sexuality.
I cannot think of a worse thing to do to someone. That is terrible. Okay? We burn this. We burn it, or we give it to one of the guys upstairs that are, 60.
Yeah, let's give it to one of those guys.
They'll use it, and they don't know the internet exists yet. Lens, man.
Yo, man.
You're going out to a restaurant. Hypothetical here.
Yep.
Okay? It's a good restaurant.
Okay, then. Yep.
It's not bad.
Fancy? Expensive?
Yeah, expensive.
Okay, right, good occasion.
It doesn't even have to be an occasion.
Okay, just to surprise the girlfriend.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't even have to be that. Could just be going out to a nice restaurant. You have your food.
Yeah.
There is a reasonable amount left over.
Yeah.
What do you do? You're starting to pay the bill. What's happening to
the
food?
I'm taking it with me.
You are?
Yeah, of course.
Are you taking a doggy bag?
I would say, excuse me, can I get this to go?
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring out a little box.
Yeah.
Plastic container. Usually they'll say, you have to pack it yourself. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Well, you know about that. We've worked in hospitality.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Like, there's rules against this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with that. Whatever.
Okay. Different one, all right?
Okay.
You go to the most expensive restaurant you've ever been to.
Yeah.
Like, fancy, right?
Yeah, I've been to one of those.
Like Iggy Azalea, fancy.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. You finish up, one of the best meals you've ever had in your life, and there's food left over.
Oof.
All right? Dude is, playing violin in the corner. Everything is silk. There's, the Sultan of Brunei.
You see, okay, I don't know.
Sitting across the room from you. What are you doing? The bill's coming. It's a big bill, by the way.
It's a big bill.
It's a big bill. What do you do at this point?
Okay, how... And it's fancy. Fancy, fancy.
Yeah. Fancy schmancy, mate.
I would ask, but I wouldn't expect.
Wait, what do you think they're going to say? No.
They might.
I don't think anyone's going to say
no. I don't know. I don't know if I would even ask. Maybe I wouldn't ask.
I reckon they're just going to judge you.
They would. Oh, yeah. Instantly. They're probably judging me already. They're just like, what is this guy doing here?
Okay, Lindsman, let me tell you a story.
Okay, tell us the story.
I went to a very expensive restaurant, okay?
Okay.
Not one that I would usually go to, okay? I'm not Mr. Moneybags. It was a very special occasion.
Yes.
It was the most expensive restaurant I've ever been to. And the food was incredible.
Amazing. Right? The best food.
Yeah.
Worth the price?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Okay, that
good. It was so good, okay? And at the end of it, I thought, you know what? This food is so good and there is a significant amount left over. Let's get a doggy bag. All right. Let's get it. Let's do it.
Okay, what's happened?
I asked for it. Not only do I get a doggy bag, but I get a specific doggy bag that has the label of the restaurant on the side of it.
What?
And it's like one of those biodegradable fold up cardboard boxes.
Yeah. I never see them.
This is not a takeaway place or anything. You cannot take food away from this. You can't order and take away. You must eat the food, have some left over, and they have specific boxes set for this.
For this specific scenario.
Yeah, for this specific one. And I've never felt more at home. I'm like, thank you guys. Thank you for, because I thought I was going to get so judged. And you know what? I reckon there's plenty of other restaurants out there where you just be like, boom.
No way.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Get out the door.
You pay for the experience of eating here, not just the food.
But you know what I reckon it is?
What is it?
I reckon it's the name.
What do you mean?
I reckon they got the name wrong. You're calling it a doggy bag. That insinuates that I'm taking that home to give to my dog, all right? And I'm telling you now, that dog did not see
what? Is that what it means? I always thought it was like doggy, like picking up dog poo, like doggy bag, picking up
You thought it was like, because it looks like a bag that
I thought
you might
it was just the same type of bag.
Wow.
I was like, glad these aren't recycled. Could be eating dog shit.
Well, well, I mean, I'm sure that there's nobody else that thought that. Okay.
Okay.
That's a very bad insinuation. I thought it was bad enough that I was taking it home to give it to the dog. But the food that I took, every time I take a doggy bag, never going to the dog. Okay. That's going home in my fridge, in my mouth the next day.
Exactly. Yeah. You're the dog.
Can we call it something else?
Second meal? Second mouth?
Second mouth bag.
Second mouth bag.
No,
I don't know.
I'm saying, like, it's not a doggy bag, guys. Okay. Okay. It's a human bag.
Human bag.
Yeah.
Well, can we call it later on meal? Delayed? Encore. Let's call it an encore bag.
Oh.
That's a cool name.
I don't know. That might mean that you have to eat it that night, though.
But no, it's just delayed.
They're not going to know,
They're
not going to know when you eat it.
Why not? Just eat it in the taxi on the way home.
Or courtesy bag.
Courtesy bag.
Because everybody wants to take it home, okay?
Everyone does.
Look, it's hard times, all right? We're scrimping for money these days.
We need a little. Just give us the scraps. They're just going to go in the bin anyway.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Take it away. I reckon if you don't take your food now, extra $3. If you're going to leave more than 200 grams of food on your plate.
And they're just going to scrap that into the bin. We've worked in hospitality. Yeah. We know how it works.
Yeah, we know how it works. You put half in the bin, half back into the box. Straight back into the fryer. That's how it works in hospitality, guys.
Yep. Guys, that's it. Just accept it.
Exactly. But I reckon that if you don't take your food away, charge us, guys. Because I'm telling you, me and Linz, every time from now on, taking it.
I'll take it. All right. I'm always taking it.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. We're set, man.
Encore bag.
And people that charge for a bag.
Yeah. What's with that?
Yeah. All right.
50 cents, my ass.
Sydney is already expensive enough when it comes to food, all right?
Yeah.
If you're going to charge for a bag, I ain't coming back, all right? I'll take the food, all right? I'll take it.
Can we
it's worth it.
Can we just do this? Can we, like, do a mo and just stack up the food in our mouth and not have to pay for the bag? Can we do something like that?
You can do that. But you are never coming to the most expensive restaurant I've been to, all right?
I'm
prepared to ask for a bag, but I'm not prepared to sit with a man with a giant meat moustache across from me. Linz, man, for a long time, I've wanted to do something. I've never got around to it, okay? Finally, I have bit the bullet and I've done it.
What is it?
Linz, man, I am now part of a hip-hop class.
Whoa.
That's right.
Hip-hop class.
I am dancing hip-hop.
You've talked about this for a long time.
Straight out of the streets of Brooklyn. I am getting on the floor. I'm just crip-walking everywhere. I'm thinking about becoming part of a gang.
You're doing the Brooklyn hook. You're doing the Melbourne shuffle.
Yeah, I'm doing all those things. I even learned how to shuffle the other day. I actually learned how to shuffle.
Okay.
So I thought, because I'm trying to get a little bit fitter, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is a great way to do it. Yeah. And plus I get to dance as well, which I like. I like dancing.
Okay,
it's
fair.
It's just a thing I like to do.
It's just something you like to do.
I do.
Not a lot of guys do dancing.
I know plenty of guys that dance. I know one guy that does dance and is not great at it. And that's Mr. Lindsay Price.
Hey.
Lindsay,
we got to
has some of the widest dance moves you've ever seen.
We all have strengths and weaknesses.
We do. And dancing is not your strength.
No way. Yeah.
Dancing is probably your biggest weakness of all.
I don't think I've ever learned how to dance. I don't think I'm incapable of dancing.
I mean, like, I know I'm learning to do hip hop, but there's some things you're just born with and some things you aren't, mate. And I think that's one of the things that you're not born
with.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Let's see, not born with.
I am destitute to live a lonely life.
Yeah, you are born with two things. And one of them was no blonde hair and no dancing. Right?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Can your siblings dance?
I think so.
I feel like, I mean, you're
My brother, obviously.
Oh, he can?
Yeah, he can dance.
And your sister, obviously, because she's done dance lessons.
Yeah, she did dance. And my mum can dance.
Your mum teaches dance?
Yeah.
How have you not learned how to dance? Your mum's a dance teacher. I just realised that.
She's done it for like 10 years, 12 years.
Can we? Okay, we'll cover this a little bit later. I've got an idea.
I'm not
for
dancing
this.
With my mum.
I've got an idea
I'm
for
not
this.
Dancing. I'm not dancing with my mum, Stitch.
Quiet now, all right? I haven't said anything.
After looking after this magazine, I don't think I can do it.
Let's leave that for another podcast, but stick around. I've got some ideas for that. But, okay. I thought, look, it's time to get fit. This is going to be like you know, mild fitness kind of, you know, this isn't going to like blow me out of the water.
Okay.
I'm going to have to do a whole bunch of other stuff to actually get fit.
Okay.
How wrong I was, man. I went to this class and by the end of it, it was only an hour class, I was literally drenched in sweat. Like my entire t-shirt, it was a black t-shirt. It went from like a light gray to like a dark black.
Oh.
I was drenched and I was dripping all over the floor.
Oh, that's the worst bit.
And I was afraid, and I'm pretty sure it happened, that when we were doing kind of these like kind of quick moves and stuff, that I was kind of
flicked off.
I was doing a bit of spraying to the two sides of me. And it was a big class. It was like 14 people
and
in this
suddenly
class.
There's the circle around you gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, there's just like an outline of me on the floor in where the sweat has just fallen around
me. You start doing sweat angels.
Yeah, I could have. I literally could have done sweat angels on the floor. It was disgusting. I just realized that this is really hard. And this is the basicest class that I have.
This is the most basic hip hop.
Yeah, you cannot get more basic than what we're doing here. Like, this is the basic moves. Which I think is very funny because my girlfriend calls it the basic bitch class. I just had to throw that in there because I thought that was brilliant. So it is the basic bitch class for this, and I am dying in this.
Covered
absolutely
in sweat.
Absolutely just drenched in sweat. Okay, and I don't think it's ever going to get better. I feel like now every time I go dancing, I'm going to be the sweaty dude. And I think that's...
You're going to be the sweat guy.
Well, the worst thing is, okay, that's to be honest, this place... I was the only white guy in the class, all right?
Okay.
It's kind of mostly Asian people.
That's fine. Yeah.
Because it's located in Chinatown. But if that didn't, you know, set me aside already, I'm also now the super, super, super sweaty white guy.
So you could have gone in as like the white guy.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you've become the aspiring star. Yeah, the underdog who comes out of nowhere.
But now I've come in as the white guy that does dance for 5 minutes and suddenly looks like someone's poured a bucket of water over his head. Yeah. I'm that guy now. And I think I reckon they've already got a nickname for me for sure.
Something. What do you think they're calling you?
El Sweatsy.
Sweatsy.
Yeah, I don't know.
White sweat.
White sweat.
Has anyone gone up to you and goes? It's like, oh, I'm not. You say to them, I'm not quite getting these moves. And he goes, oh, don't sweat it. Has anyone said that?
No, but
I guarantee it's going to happen.
I'm going to bitch slap the shit out of them if they do. What do you mean no sweat? Clearly, there's a lot of it.
I'm covered in it.
Oh man, it was so bad. But it's
getting better. Are you getting better? Can you do anything? Can you show me some moves?
Yeah, but I don't want to get like moisture in this panel.
It's like I'm afraid you just lift up your arm and like instantly just
it's
like, man, you gotta see a doctor about that.
I honestly, you know that there's actual medication that you can take that makes you sweat less.
You've been looking at this, haven't you?
I've looked into it. Okay, I've looked into it because
just dunk yourself in some Rexona.
No, it doesn't work. Rexona doesn't work. Does not stop me sweating at all because it's everywhere and it's mostly out of my head as well. So it's like a sprinkler system that comes out of my head and just flows down the rest of my body. It's terrible. And I looked at myself in the mirror as well because I had longer hair at that point and my hair gets so sweaty that it all clumps together. So all the bald patches on my head show up real nicely.
What if like another white guy, possibly even me, rocks up to this class?
Yeah.
And I start dancing, maybe slightly better than you, and sweat less.
Okay, well, let's not...
Then...
if it's going to be hypothetical, it can't be you, because you would never dance better than me, mate.
Yeah, you got me there. I'd sweat less.
Yeah. Well, you got one.
I wouldn't be like wedding, like
I mean,
wedding
with fours. This guy sucks at dancing, but at least he's not sweating like a fucking no sweats over there. Lens, man, there's a new hot topic out there at the moment. It's called the no-poo movement.
The what?
Sorry to just throw that into the snitch lens ring right
movement.
There. No poo movement.
Just don't poo for a while.
Well,
you just hold it in.
Look,
just see how long you can go. You know, I heard a story of a guy who held it for a year, got integrated into his body, had to get surgically removed with like a vacuum.
I don't know. They just made that up.
No,
that's
happened.
Complete bullshit.
No, it happened.
Complete
Some
bullshit.
Guy held it for a year or 18 months or something and just got integrated back into his body.
So he just did he turn into a giant shit? Is that what you're telling me? Did he literally turn into a giant turd?
Well, it was like in his skin, and they had to open it up and just
bullshit.
Like...
Bullshit. Complete bullshit.
I heard it somewhere.
Oh, really?
I think mum told me.
Well, your mum is clearly the purveyor.
I think she told me when I was young, so I had to go to the bathroom because I was holding...
Yeah, parents lie to kids a lot of the time, Lindsay, man. Especially your mum. She had to, all right?
What?
Lindsay couldn't handle
mum
actual...
Lies?
Lindsay couldn't handle actual reality.
had to be fed lies.
Okay, so we've gone way off track here. Lindsay, the no poo movement. No, it's not about not pooping, all right?
Okay, what is it about?
It's no shampoo. Okay, no shampoo.
No but shampoo. They get you with a name.
Yeah, they get you with a name. But, you know, it clicks because it's a new thing, apparently. Because everyone's talking about it now, being like, oh, you know, this new movement. Oh, no poo, you know. You got to keep it natural.
Well, yeah,
keep your hair kind of...
That's not new.
Keep it matter. Because, yeah, this is what I thought. Because I know, Lindsay, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
For a cold hard fact that you went a while. I don't know the exact length of time.
Yeah. I did the no poo movement 2008, 2009.
Way ahead of the time.
Way ahead of the time. Like, come on, guys, get with the time.
People looking for trends, you should go with Lynn's.
Yeah, I did the mullet before everyone did it.
Man, I tell you what.
After everyone did it.
If this is the way of the times, in 5 years' time, everyone's going to be wearing fairly ill-fitting business shirts.
What is wrong with this shirt? What is wrong with this shirt? This is a good shirt. It fits like a glove.
Back to the no poo
movement. Seriously.
Oh.
No. Okay, the no poo movement. I did this. I'm going to say I went to 3 to 4 months without washing my hair.
Wow.
And because I heard that the oils in your hair, your body just looks after itself. Just rejuvenates the oils. I'm like, I'll do it. Save a few quid.
You know.
And I went and I worked at a factory at the time. Making pesticides with caterpillars.
Oh, that's great.
So they would get into my hair. I'd just wash them out with some bit of water.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's done. There's a bit of glycerin, bit of dirty caterpillar. Just wash it out. Done.
You see, I heard the same thing about hair and it rejuvenating and using its own oils and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so people don't wash their hair every day.
I don't know.
So they're like, don't wash your hair every day. Maybe every second or third day.
I do it twice a week now. Is that enough?
You wash your hair twice a week.
Yeah. Wednesdays and whatever other day it feels dirty.
Nah, mate. You got to get in here. Like this no poo movement thing, nah. Don't get on the boat, all right?
Why not, like,
nobody wants to hang around.
Why can't there
a
be
dirty,
other
stinky no poo hippie, all right?
No, like, okay.
What do you want? Dreadlocks? Is that
no, I don't
want
dreadlocks. I'm just
you can't have them. You work in a school.
What do you mean?
That's not allowed. You can't just rock up to school with dirty ass dreadlocks.
I'm like, hey, I'm doing this now. Whatever. Like, they don't even care. Well, hang on. Why can't there be more than no poo movement? Why can't we have, pardon me, no toothbrush movement or no toothpaste movement or no soap movement?
Okay,
I barely use soap as it is.
That's disgusting. Well, that's even worse than
like,
a no poo movement.
What do you need soap
for? Well,
for
one thing, nobody else is doing that movement. At least there's people doing this one. No one else is going, why don't we just not shower for a bit, right? That's just called being homeless. There's a lot of people doing that, but not by choice, okay? Lens man.
Yeah, man.
That time of the week again.
What for?
Well, Lens man, do you have a bad memory or something? It's only our best segment ever.
Is it? Could it possibly be?
Questions.
Louder. I always underestimate how loud it's going to be.
It always blows
Jesus
my ears
Christ.
Out of the... My ears are bleeding.
Oh, wow. The only condolence for that is that gorgeous music underneath it. Gorgeous, gorgeous music. All right, let's get back into questions. Huh? Now,
okay,
now I can finally hear again. Lynn's man.
Yeah, man.
This is a question that comes from, don't know her name. She's blonde. She looks British.
Okay.
Okay, this is a biological question.
Okay, then. Okay. I'm not really trained in that. But
yeah, well, Lynn's man.
Neither are us.
I don't think any of the questions that we've answered we've been trained in.
That's true, but we've figured out a way.
We've got common sense, all right? Yeah. We'll figure it out. Lynn's man. If I made a clone of myself, would it have my memories?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, there you go. Lindsay's got the question. It was an argument between her and her husband. She has this as a disclaimer at the bottom.
Okay.
This is an argument between myself and my husband. I am not trying to clone humans. Just in case you were wondering.
I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, what? Oh, wait, you're trying to clone someone? This is serious right here.
Yeah.
Don't try and clone
don't
people.
Don't do it. It was a big issue in the 90s. We did Dolly, the sheep.
Dolly
didn't turn out well.
Died early.
Oh,
died
man.
Real early.
Real early.
Didn't have the memories of the previous sheep, though. So.
No, couldn't eat grass.
Ooh,
died of starvation.
Answered that one. What did she say?
I don't know.
You're an idiot. All right, next question. Here we go. I like this. This is also a biological question, Lindsay, okay. But it's... It's nowhere near the same vein as that one. That was slightly intelligent.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do owls have buttholes? Well, they always cough up pellets, so it doesn't seem like they need one. And do you know if they pee or is it part of the pellet? Sorry, I've always just wondered. Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Yeah. Lensman, I'm going to hazard a guess because I've probably... I wake up early, okay?
And you see a few owls around the city.
I see a few owls around the city, and I'm pretty sure I've seen one of them just take a shit midair, as they tend to do.
Yep. Dive bombing.
I'm going to assume that they do.
Everything's got to have an asshole.
Yeah, I think it... I think
like,
they
why would God not make a creature without an asshole?
Yeah, I mean, that would be God's joke of a creature. Wouldn't it? That was being just God having a laugh. Just being like, guys, this is going to be funny. It's only going to last like a day because it doesn't have a butthole. It's just going to eat until it explodes. Yeah. Next question.
I'm just trying to pitch the animal.
I don't know where we go from there. This is a great one. Being someone that knows a little bit about, knows more about Pokemon than I do.
Okay, here we go.
But it's not about Pokemon. It's about something similar to Pokemon. Came after Pokemon.
Digimon?
No, close though. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh, yes. Yeah.
This question is, should I leave my girlfriend for Yu-Gi-Oh?
Definitely.
As a man that's definitely thought of leaving his girlfriend for computer games and video games.
I say...
Yeah, you say go for it. Go for it.
You only live once.
What is Yu-Gi-Oh?
It's kind of like a card game.
It is cards, isn't it?
Yeah, and like they've got Beyblades. It's similar. But Yu-Gi-Oh is kind of like...
Do you fling out the card and then say, the monster, Yu-Gi-Oh!
And the monster comes out, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I choose you.
But that's Pokemon.
Well, it's all the same.
There we go. Leave your girlfriend for Yu-Gi-Oh. Owls do have buttholes. And if you made a clone of yourself, it wouldn't have your memories.
No, it's just like a child. I don't have the same memories as my mum or dad.
Yeah, but you're not a clone of them, clearly.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's completely different.
How is it?
Totally different. I haven't got time to go into it, Lance, but I know.
Old scientist. Just because your dad's a scientist doesn't mean you know shit. You don't carry on the same knowledge.
Hey, my dad's cloned some stuff, and he's none of them.
He's seen some shit.
He's seen some shit, mate. Since Sydney University, you've got no idea. That's it, we're done with the questions.
What's that?
Linz, man, should we do the outro like we do the intro?
Yeah, sure, let's just do that, yeah.
Oh, outro. You've been listening to Stitch and Linz.
Oh, yeah, outro.
It's been lots of fun. Hopefully, check out our Twitter or something.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Twitter.com/Stitch and Linz.
And Facebook's going on pretty good. And
questions was a pretty good segment.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with the nanny bag?
I don't know. We're going to have to
put it upstairs. Okay, well, see you later. Like we say every week.
Let's put the love.
Yeah, Stitch and Linz. Oh, God. It's been a long day. It's been a long day. Do make sure you check out facebook.com/snitchandlinz. Linz, man, one exciting thing that we have to be proper about is the website.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
Lindsay has been working his absolute titties off on this thing.
It's been 5 long months.
Also, we should mention Lindsay and your mate Lucas, the Duel Dogs, got featured on a Rooster Teeth.
Yeah,
Achievement Hunter.
Yeah, so it was had top 5 Achievement Hunter community videos. So if you guys don't know, for like 2 years, I think, we were putting up Achievement Hunter videos, and they were community-based, and they have their own channel, that kind of stuff.
So
and
you're playing video games and doing achievements in video games.
Yeah, and showing different things.
And shooting the shit as well.
Yeah, and we got featured as number 5.
Number 5.
Top 5.
So that's a big thing as well.
Yeah, and we put up that video 18 months ago. So to be featured, I was like, we've still got it.
It had something like 500,000 views or something, like
Got heaps of views. We shared it heaps. Yeah. And
so if you want to go check that out, check out the facebook.com/snitchandlinz.
It's there.
Twitter.com/snitchandlinz as well if you want to keep up to date on whatever we do on Twitter, which isn't much. But it's there.
Seriously, stay tuned for the website.
Yeah, the website is the big thing. That's the big mama.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff happening with that. So keep tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Very exciting.
Can you give us a time frame of...
We're saying September.
September.
That's probably late September is going to be the launch.
Ooh, I'm rigid. That's good. All right. Like we like to say every week.
Snitch and Linz.
Spread the love.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Now, this is funny, Linz, man, because when we come to the podcast, we come with prep. We come with a couple of little stories we want to talk about, something we found in the news, got questions.
Something that happened in our lives or something
like
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Some stuff written down on some paper. And every now and then you just say something and I just go, Linz, man, why aren't we talking about that on the podcast?
Because I don't want to.
No, it's because you live in this household and you don't find it weird, okay?
Yeah.
You don't find it funny because it's just your life. But to everyone else, it's hilarious. Me included, all right?
I want
you to regale us with the story of your fridge. Please.
Okay.
Begin.
So, earlier this week.
Yeah.
Around 10:30, I was in bed, had a big day at work.
So I said, all right, 10:30 at night. Okay.
Yeah, 10:30 at night. 10:30 at night. Just snoozing. Oh, nice. Good. Dad kicks in the door. Lens, get up! I'm like, what is it, Dad? He goes, the fridge blows up. Oh, wait, didn't even say that. The fridge blew up.
The fridge blows up.
I'm like, what do you mean the fridge is blowing up? He goes, get out of here. Everything's defrosting. We've got to put it in another fridge. I get up. It's raining like no tomorrow. Oh, I have to grab ketchup, sauces, like frozen dinners.
Oh.
Find another fridge somewhere in the house, which we somehow have another fridge. I don't know why we
why
have,
you
another,
have another fridge.
We have another fridge and freezer in the garage. What? I'm like, why do we have this mystery fridge? Have to
for this exact situation, Lindsay.
Have to grab handfuls of little things, walk through the rain, and then put them in another fridge. This is my life.
This is so
good. This is a day-to-day occurrence. Every day there's something.
But I love this because your dad has realized the fridge has blown up, and he could have done it by himself.
He could have.
He could have easily done it.
He could have.
Stuff is not going to defrost that quickly. He could have done a few trips, but he's just like, you know what? Lindsay's got it too good. He's got it way too good.
And then,
gets in there, kicks in your door, fridge blows up.
He starts ripping the old fridge out, and because it's connected to like bare wires, he's an electrician, by the way, but there's bare wires hanging out of the wall. Those bare wires start ripping into the gyprock, so gyprock is flying everywhere. I'm like, Dad, don't do it. There's gyprock. It's like, just cut it out.
You're in a madhouse.
This is like, I've had to wake up to this stuff.
Yeah, at 10:30 at night.
I have a big day at work tomorrow.
Your dad's just out there ripping shit out of the walls, holding ketchup under his arms, just like, Lens, I need help.
Just leave me
help
alone.
Help me, Lens.
I could get out of
here. Organize my life. That's so, I mean, if you weren't there, what would he do? He'd just do it by himself.
He'd have to. He woke up mum as well. So me and mum.
Yeah, your mum's.
And then, like, we had a fight about how to move it.
Oh, yes.
So Dad was too worried about inspecting the fridge with his electrical skills, yep. Like the old fridge, trying to repair it. Mum, however, wasn't, like, pulling stuff out of the fridge and putting it on the kitchen bench.
Right.
I was like, don't do that, Mum. That's just double handling. Because then you're not actually moving it. You're just putting it somewhere else. You have to take it out of the fridge and move it to the other fridge.
Oh.
And she's like, this is the way I'm going to do it, Lindsay. This is the way I'm doing it. And I'm just like, this place is a madhouse. A madhouse!
You are literally living Everybody Loves Raymond. That is your life. It is just constant, constant craziness and arguments. That's all it is in your house.
Yeah.
You know, and the weird thing is, when you come around and I hang out with my parents,
it is
the polar opposite. Like, you come around to my place and it's me and my parents sitting in the backyard having a cup of tea.
You and your parents, yeah. It's like an English kind of setting. There's like, there's culture.
But the
in
weirdest
the
thing is, your parents are more English than mine.
Oh, no, but from a lower class.